Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
The proceeding was recorded earlier because we were ashamed to do it now.
That's not true. We're not ashamed of anything. It doesn't even make sense.
Yep.
I'll be rich.
Well, we're ashamed of stuff. Nothing on this show.
Gold at my feet. On a sunny street.
I never use the word, there's certain words I never use. We talked about this before. I never use the word darling. Like, oh, it was just darling. She had on the most darling dress.
Yeah, I don't think I use that one either.
I also don't use glorious. Oh,
glorious.
It was a glorious day.
No.
I don't use
no.
that. But I will tell you, if somebody said that today is a glorious day, I would agree. I would use the word myself, and I'd agree. Step outside.
Oh, man.
Two in a row, and more to come.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. It really is. And I always think about, I've said this before, I always think about the people who are just visiting St. Louis for the first time. They go back home and go, man, the weather there is unbelievable. Yes, it is this week. That's true. Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon, the most successful radio program on the air in St. Louis, one of the longest running, one that's generated more money than any other show, I believe, and one with more satisfied advertisers than any other show. And with only 3 days left in the month of September, here we are on what ordinarily would be, but not today, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June.
You were ready for that one.
Dusty Delta day.
And the reason it's not is because the 3rd of June is another sleepy, dusty Delta day. Mm-hmm. Not the 27th of September. Little change in the format today. Normally, I would say, does anybody have anything to say? But I have something to say.
Oh, go ahead, Frank.
Thank you, Dan. You both know our friend, Tom Charleville.
Yes.
I got to see him today. It's been a while.
For those who don't know, let me give you a little history here. Tom Charleville is a man who may be one of the best salesmen I know when it comes to selling what he knows and what he believes in and what has been part of his life pretty much his whole life, and that's coffee, the coffee business. And I don't want to get too much of this wrong, and I don't want Tom, if he's listening, to be upset with me for saying the wrong things. But Tom Charleville has had a beyond interesting life. He's had a life. The man has 9 lives. And he's been through everything from, at least I know, one really horrible car accident to medical issues, strokes, some problems with substances. And he has bounced back and is as good as ever. And I applaud him for that. This man, there have been times when I've talked to him when he was at his, I guess, about the bottom, medically, physically. And I thought, how can he ever come back from this? After a couple of strokes, his speech was slurred. If you meet him or talk to him now, you're meeting the old Tom Charleville and the one that I think is here to stay. And the reason I mention all of this is years ago, many years ago, I had my first contact with Tom Charlotteau. And he contacted me to tell me about a coffee that he had on the market in St. Louis. And I said, I've never heard of it. And he said, well, that's the problem. Lots of people have. He says, I've bought some time on Channel 2 that has been essentially ineffective. You think you could sell my coffee? And I said, well, like I do with many other advertisers, I said, I have to personally be convinced that it's as good as you say it is. And I'm not a coffee expert by any means, or beer expert.
And that, like so many other things, is such a tough thing to get.
It's so subjective.
Shelf space away from the biggest of the, you know, when you have, you know, all the big names to try to.
Well, the big boys eat up the eye level shelf space.
And a lot of it, yes.
Right. And it's also a very subjective thing. Do you like coffee? Do you like this coffee? Well, everybody's taste is a little different. So what he had me do was go downtown where they roasted, where they ground and packaged it. And I believe there were five of us. I don't remember who the other people were. But we did a blind tasting, and it was called, they called it cowboy coffee. You boil water, and you pour it over some coffee grounds, and you drink it. It's the crudest, purest way to taste coffee. Hot water over the coffee grounds. Nothing was labeled, but under a paper cover or on the bottom or something was the identity of each coffee. Every single one of us chose his coffee as the best. And this is at its purest. No creamer, no sweetener, just coffee. We all chose the same one. That was his. Now, let's fast forward many, many years. And Tom, I hope I'm getting at least there's a lot more to this story, but I hope I'm getting it right. He sold the company, he had to sell the company, and for various reasons. And I don't know all the details, but I know that once it was done, he did not walk away with a pile of cash. He pretty much walked away with not much of anything. And that coffee now is still available, but sadly, it's under new ownership, and it is no longer owned by St. Louis people. Kind of like AB is now a Belgian or whatever. At a long talk with Tom Charlotteau today. And here's what I would like for you, the most loyal audience in the world. And when we band together to do something, buddy, it gets done. He has come up with and has spent years developing another great coffee. It's called Clipper, like a clipper ship, Clipper Coffee. And I'm looking at a can of it right here. It says Thomas Charlotteau's Clipper Coffee Reserve, the champagne of coffees. It's in a blue can. What I don't like about it is it's very similar to that other coffee, but maybe that's smart.
And not anymore. They've changed.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so well, then it is smart.
Yes.
He used the colors of the original coffee, which he says, by the way, this is even better. Now, this is a guy who absolutely knows coffee. He knows where the best beans in the world come from. He knows which ones can be imported here and can be affordable to people. He knows that above and beyond affordability is quality and taste, so you try to split the difference. You get the best beans you can for the best coffee, but at a certain point, if it's so outrageously expensive, nobody can buy it. So he was telling me today where the beans are from. It's Costa Rica, and then I draw a blank. It doesn't matter. This is Clipper Coffee. And if I didn't know who was behind this coffee, I wouldn't give two hoots about it. It wouldn't mean anything to me. I drink maybe a cup of coffee a day, maybe. But I want to see him do well. I think he deserves to do well. I think any man who has done what he has done with his life and has fought these demons and beat the medical odds and had these strokes, and he refuses to not come back and essentially start over. And that's what he's doing. This coffee is in Deerberg's. Clipper Coffee is in Deerberg's. What I'm going to ask you to do, he's not paying me a nickel for this. These are not. This is not a paid commercial. I want to see him do well, but only because he deserves to do well. If I thought this coffee would be just kind of crap, I wouldn't even. I'd go, Tom, I can't help you, you know. And I might add, he did not ask me to help. He did not ask me to go in there and talk about the coffee. I said I wanted to do this. Clipper Coffee. I don't know where it is on the shelf. Probably not at eye level. Because, again, like Peon said, the big boys control that shelf space. It's like Congress and lobby and who has the power and who has the clout. It doesn't matter. I don't care if it's on the floor. Pick it up. Pick up a can of Clipper Coffee. Now, here's the other interesting thing. When I'm talking to him this morning, he said it comes ground in the can and in whole bean. And then he told me something that really shocked me. What percentage of coffee drinkers do you think buy whole bean coffee?
Oh, a lot, I think.
Well, that's really not an answer.
Well, I don't know. Percentage, I would say
30%?
45%.
50.
Really?
I couldn't believe that. He said, no, it's a fact. This man knows everything about coffee. He said 50% of coffee buyers now buy whole bean.
Was that always the case, or more recently people are going towards
more recently.
I
absolutely believe it's happened over the last few years.
It's more recently because they have the coffee grinders now in the store, and you can take that and you open it up, and then it goes into the bag, or people have those grinders at home now.
Yeah. So then after we talked, I said, Tom, I want to do this. I'll be happy to do this. I want to see you do it. I want Clipper Coffee to do it. I might add there's another big supermarket in town that refuses to help him. I'm not going to mention their name. You probably know who they are. That's too bad. I think you're going to regret that if you're listening, because we're going to send everybody into Deerberg's to pick up Clipper Coffee. And I'm sorry that for whatever reason you've decided not to help this man make a comeback. And then I hung up, and then something happened, and this happened twice today, and I hate it when this happened. My wife comes up with something smart.
Whoa.
And a good suggestion, and it happened twice, and I'll tell you the other one later. Once I hung up, and she knows Tom, and I told her the whole story about Clipper Coffee, she says, what about people like us with a Keurig? And I thought, oh, my goodness, she actually thought of something good. Keurig, if you don't know it, is a hugely successful coffee maker. It makes it a cup at a time, and the coffee is ground in little cups, Keurig cups. And you put it in the Keurig, close the lid, and it makes a cup of coffee. So I called Tom right back, and I gave her credit. I said, Tom, my wife just came up with a great question. Keurig, he said, no, not a problem. Keurig, when you get one, it comes with a cup. You can put whatever coffee in that Keurig cup you want, stick it in the machine. Sure enough, she went and looked at our box. There it was, this little cup, and you put whatever coffee. But he said in spring, he expects to have Clipper Coffee available in
the prepackaged cup.
Prepackaged Keurig
cup.
Nice. And then he said this, which just again proves the man knows everything about coffee. He said, you know, 19% now of home coffee is brewed in Keurigs. How about that?
19%.
These Keurig people have really come into the market big time.
Yeah.
So that's not going to be an issue. It's not an issue now if you don't mind just pouring the grounds in the Keurig cup and sticking it in there. So I wish him nothing but success. And I will say something else to you. He was, under his old coffee, a terrific supporter of this show. That coffee was part of this show for 8 years. And Tom, don't think I've forgotten that, because I haven't. And that kind of loyalty, and it was touch and go. He wasn't sure it was really going to work. And we started with a six-month commitment, and we went in there for 6 months. I'll just tell you the whole story. I after 6 months, I got a call from him, or I called him, and I said, hey, our 6 months is up. Would you like to renew and keep going? He said, Frank, I just don't see it. I don't see the sales. This is a great lesson for all you advertisers who like to just cut and run. He said, I can't see it in the sales of the coffee that this has really set the world on fire. And while I was on the phone with him And as soon as he said that, and I don't know where this came from, I remember saying to him, I said, Tom, I know exactly what to do. This is not a sales pitch. Yes, I want you on for another 6 months, but I know exactly what to do. And if you will give me a chance to do it, we're going to sell some coffee. And I remember what I did. The next day that I went on the air for that coffee, here's what I said to people. I said, listen to me. When you go to the store, let's say Deerberg's, because that other place doesn't like help him. When you go to the store, you're like beer drinkers and cigarette smokers. You're brand loyal. You never deviate. Give me a pack of Marlboros. You don't ever change. Beer drinker. I'm a Busch person. I'm a Bud person. I'm a Miller person. I'm a Coors person. That's what you buy, and you do it with coffee. You reach up and you grab a can of Maxwell House or whatever, just because that's the coffee you always buy. And I said, I want you one time to not do that. Just one time. Just break out of that habit and one time pick up a can of this coffee. And it worked. And not only did he go another 6 months, he was with us 8 years until he sold the company. And that's another story. It killed him to sell it. It was his life. But he was going through a lot of stuff. Well, now he's back in the coffee business with Clipper Coffee. So I say this to you. Even if you've been drinking the coffee that used to be St. Louis owned, that he had to sell, if you're drinking Maxwell House or Folger, whatever it is, next time you go to Deerberg's, you pick up a can of Clipper Coffee, and I want you to try it. That's all. That's all I want. And that's the story. And I want to see him do well. I admire people who don't just roll up in a ball, crawl in the corner, and go, well, I'm defeated. Life has defeated me. I've talked to Tom when I couldn't understand a word he said after a couple of one of those strokes. Talked to him today. The old Tom. The old Tom's back. Terrific. I've seen him in supermarkets standing in the coffee aisle personally, and is a woman, and usually the woman is shopping and gets the coffee. As she reaches for another coffee, he says, excuse me, my name is Tom Charleville. Would you be willing to accept? And he'd give her another can and say, would you be willing to take this home instead and try it? Now, that's a real salesman. It's the guy who heads the company and goes into stores and stands in the aisle.
And he's got that smile, too.
He's very charismatic, and he knows how to sell, and he's not afraid to work. So Clipper is the name. And I asked him this morning, I said, why Clipper? It's an interesting story. I'll get him in here in a week or two and let him tell you. It has to do with the way beans used to be transported from Costa Rica and those places where the soil is rich and to other parts of the world. It was a Clipper ship because the Clipper ships were faster. And so they could get the beans to the other countries faster. So there is a Clipper ship on the front of the coffee. And again, it says Thomas Charleville's Clipper Coffee Reserve. And I love the slogan, the champagne of coffees. So there you go. I hope you'll try a can of Clipper Coffee. We're going to take a break. We come back, we'll find out if anybody has anything to say, including you. 314-969-KTRS or from most cell phones, star KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. And then after the break, we'll do that. We'll chat. Then next thing you know, it's 4 o'clock news. And then Chief Ron Battelle, we still call him Chief. He's a former St. Louis County Police Chief. He's now the Executive Director of Backstoppers. He's going to stop in here for a few minutes, about 4:15, so that we can hand him a nice big chunk of change for Backstoppers from our golf tournament. It is my honor and my duty to now try to sell you a Chevy. From coffees to Chevys. He does it all! He does it all! Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. I told him the other day at the golf tournament, I said, you know, I still wish General Motors had the advertising sense to bring back See the USA in your Chevrolet. That to me is still the all-time greatest slogan they've ever had. I now turn to Peon and go, Peon, give me two other Chevy slogans. Can you do it?
Like a Rock?
No, that's a truck.
Chevy trucks.
I mean, overall,
just Chevy.
See the USA in your Chevrolet. Give me another one. Okay, thank you. You can't, and here's why. They're not memorable. They're just not memorable.
Like chains, like they,
no, that's a truck. That's Chevy trucks. I mean Chevy.
Oh.
Chevrolet. To Chevrolet, blank, 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 blank. What is it?
Oh.
No, you don't know.
Oh.
Wasn't one of the awful ones right they did Find New Roads?
Yeah, yeah.
New
Roads.
Awful
the new dumbest, road. The Find New Roads. What the heck is that?
Is that it right now,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, dumb. Dumb. The product is great now, as great as it's been in many, many years. You got this great dealership, but the people, I have to find a way to get to Detroit and say, gentlemen, sit down. I got some ideas for you, because yours are not good. And I would suggest bringing back See the USA in your Chevrolet. It still makes sense. It still makes sense. Here's what else makes sense. Giving Johnny Londo Chevrolet a shot at your business. That makes all the sense in the world, and I'll tell you why. Chevy's a Chevy. Fire's a fire. Grill's a grill. Don't bake to your barbecue. It is. Chevy's a Chevy. You can buy them lots of places. But every dealership is not the same. They're not. There are people who own dealerships who don't even live in St. Louis. You'll never meet them. They don't care to meet you. There are Chevy dealerships that are owned by people who are in St. Louis who also don't care to meet you. I've never seen a dealership or a dealer, with the exception of Ken Bellman, who's been retired now for years, who was as connected to the customers and who studied the customers and wanted to talk to customers and meet customers. I've now met another guy like that. His name is Johnny Londoff. You know where they are? The Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270. So whether you're looking for a pickup truck or a mid-sized car, full-sized car, and that Impala, I still say that new Impala is the greatest Chevy Impala since 1964. And the minute they arrived, I got in one and drove it, and I said, John, have you driven this car? And of course he said, no. I don't know if he's still driven the Corvette yet. I said, well, I have, and I don't even know if you know what you have here. This is a fantastic, for the money, you show me a full-size sedan that beats that Impala, and then just work your way down the line. Chevy has finally, they did it. They got it right. You can see them all at a place where I think you have to consider giving them a shot at your business. And then once you do, I think you know where you're going to make the deal. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, 24/7 at Londoff.com.
Meet me.
All right, let's check traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Sometimes I hate guys like Frank, what they do. They give you a song, and then it's stuck in your head the rest of the day. And now ever since he said that, all I'm hearing is,
see the USA.
I want this to stick to Clipper Coffee. I want that to stick.
All right.
Clipper Coffee.
You got the Clipper
Take
coffee,
your Chevrolet down to Dearborn.
No, the champagne. It's the champagne of coffee. Well, you know what? We'll have to think of a little jingle for
there you
for
go.
Them. All right.
You're the man. Get a jingle. Get it stuck in our head. And I swear you're going to see.
See the USA flow. As you sip away on your cup of Clipper coffee. Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you. Yeah.
There you go.
All right, what do you have?
All right, we had an accident that they just cleared now on westbound Highway 70 at Adelaide. Now, on eastbound 70, you're running slow from about Air Flight through Highway 170. Westbound 40, Kings Highway out to McCausland. A little heavy in pockets from McKnight to about Spady. Eastbound 40 is heavy, 141 through Mason. And this traffic report is brought to you by Subway. Now at Subway, Tuesday is Oven Roasted Chicken Day. That's today's 356-inch sub of the day. It's a great sub for a great price. There's a different 356-inch sub every day only at Subway. I'm Tim Weiland from the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 2250-95. This is where St. Louis comes to talk.
Look, we're not saying it's right.
The Big 550.
Please say your name.
KTRS.
Protect yourself and the ones you love by getting a flu shot at the Medicine Shop Pharmacy. It's the smart and healthy thing to do. Just walk right in, no appointments necessary, and no prescription from your doctors required. The flu vaccine is free to Medicare Part B patients. Come experience the personal service provided by your Medicine Shop pharmacist.
Come visit Jerry and the rest of my staff at the Medicine Shop Pharmacies in Troy, Missouri on Centerline Drive, in Montgomery City, Missouri on South Sturgeon, in Peabody, Missouri by Commercial Boulevard and Highway Z, and now Ellsbury Pharmacy in Ellsbury, Missouri is a member of the Medicine Shop family too.
Hi, I'm Jill Woodward from the Medicine Shop in Wood River, Illinois. Come visit us at 901 East Edwardsville Road across from the Hit and Run.
Come visit Brian and Sue Hercules at the Medicine Shop on Woodson Road in downtown Overland.
I'm Lynn Schmidkins, pharmacist and owner of Medicine Shop in Afton. We are at the corner of McKenzie and Heggy next to Fortell's Pizza. We offer free prescription delivery in Afton, Webster, Lime, Oakville, and Melville. Come see us.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-6131. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-6131. That's 1-800-900-6131. 1-800-900-6131.
Message and data rates may apply.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, text KIT to 321-321 for a free information kit from Physicians Mutual Insurance Company. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. That's right, any dentist you want. Text KIT to 321-321 for a free information kit with all the details. That's KIT to 321-321. Again, text KIT to 321-321.
The Diamond family is moving to their new superstore. This is the moving sale you don't want to miss. Save up to 60% store-wide on thousands of fine jewelry pieces. All of it must go. The Diamond family is moving to their new location and selling this location to the bare walls. Hundreds, if not thousands, of fine jewelry pieces priced for immediate sale, up to 60% off. The Diamond family is located at Lafayette Center on Manchester Road in Manchester. Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5. You don't want to miss this sale.
Great music in a great room. That's the award-winning Jazz at the Bistro concert series, located in the newly renovated and remodeled Faring Jazz Bistro. Enjoy the best of live jazz, the living legends, as well as the rising stars. New to this season are Thursday morning coffee concerts. Beginning Thursday, September 29th at 11 a.m., it's the Bill Charlap Trio. For tickets, contact the box office at 314-571-6000. Jazz at the Bistro, the way jazz is meant to be experienced.
Call us first. If you're thinking about refinancing or moving, call Vincent Mortgage first. Knowing up front what you can afford opens up a world of options. Let us help you find out in as little as 8 days. Rates are still at historic lows. So if you're looking to buy a home or pay off debt, you got to call now. 314-839-9999.
Come visit us at 12801 Flushing Meadows Drive, St. Louis, Missouri, 63131. NMLS number 225095.
The Financial Symphony is a show that blends the worlds of music and finance together in one harmonious package. It features your local financial maestro, Jerry Means.
A lot of advisors out there are mainly giving accumulation advice or looking at the growth through your working years. You really need to take a look at, is your advisor giving you advice on preservation and distribution?
That's The Financial Symphony with Jerry Means every Sunday morning at 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
90% of financial advisors give advice geared towards the accumulation phase. Buy and hold. You're in it for the long haul. It's only a paper loss. But once you retire, that kind of advice doesn't apply anymore. You need a different approach. Why? One reason is you don't have time to recover if there's another huge market loss. Wake up to Rethinking Retirement with Marvin Mitchell every Sunday at 7 a.m. on KTRS, where you'll get safe, secure retirement advice that works.
Somebody's pointing at me, and I think that means it's time for me to go back on the air here. Sorry, I have my headphones on. Let's go to the phones. We've got a lot of calls. We will start with Russ. Russ, how are you?
Good afternoon, man. I'm the PM.
Thank you very much, Russ. Hallelujah. What's going on?
Well, number one, you're a marketing genius, so am I. I got an idea for a little piece for the Clipper Coffee.
Well, what's your idea?
As I say, it's, if you want to be hipper, you buy Clipper.
All right, let me run that by our committee. Hang on a minute. let me get the committee together. Russ says you want to be hipper, then you drink Clipper or buy Clipper. Hang on, let us discuss it. Russ, they didn't buy it. Good try, though. Good try.
How about this? Did you watch the debate last night?
I did.
I would like to see Trump come out with a glove on his hand, shake hands with Hillary. As he goes, turns, if you look kind of funny, he turns around and says, "You got so much blood on your hands, I didn't want any of mine."
Now, see, that would have been a horrible thing to do. That would have been horrible. I thought it was just sort of nothing. Nothing happened to change anybody's mind, but yeah, I watched it.
Thank you.
Yep. Hi, Russ.
You have a good day.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye. If you want to be hipper,
try some.
Good try. We're not looking for slogans. They got one. The champagne of coffee. Mm. Ollie, how are you?
I'm in the PM.
Well, that's how everybody should be. What's going on?
Hey, I remember a slogan for Chevrolet.
We remembered one, baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and Chevrolet, which was
That's
good.
It.
And the heartbeat of America, which was stupid because it doesn't say anything. It doesn't mean anything. But baseball, apple pie, hot dogs, and Chevrolet says these are all real America. This is America.
Right.
But thank you. Thank you for remembering that.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a good day.
All right, Ollie. You too. And now we move to Dave. Dave, how you doing?
Pretty good, guys. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. What's up?
And I was a big fan of Mr. Charlottesville's coffee the first time around, so I'll definitely try the second time around.
Good, and thank you for not mentioning the other name, because it's in other hands now, and I don't know anything about it. I'm pretty certain the owners are not here anymore. So, yeah, you give that Clipper a try. We'd appreciate it. He would, too.
And what do you think about this slogan? Put on your slippers and drink some Clippers.
I think it's bad. because you're limiting coffee drinking to just a bathrobe and pajamas and slippers. So,
that's why you're the master.
But you're thinking. And I appreciate it. Thank you, Dave.
Thanks a lot, guys.
All right. There goes Dave. Dan's taking calls. And the reason it takes him a while to put you folks on hold is he likes to chat with you and get your life story. Let me talk to Joe. Joe, how are you?
Hey, Frank. AM in the PM.
Thank you, Joe. Hallelujah.
So I've been trying to call for a while because I know you're an ad man, and I know you like documentaries. A couple months ago, Channel 9 did a documentary on Ozark Airlines.
Ah.
And don't know if you saw it.
No.
And so Darcy McMahon was the ad agency that they selected, and they were talking about how...
Darcy McManus Mazius.
McManus.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
And so they came up with some great logos. This is like back in the, late 60s, early 70s, I guess?
Yeah, 70s,
sure their big slogan was "Go Getters, Go Ozark." It was like,
It was like, that's stupid.
I thought it was pretty cool. Actually, "Go Getters, Go Ozark."
What does that mean? Successful business people? I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
And what was the famous plane that they used to maintain out at Lambert?
Oh my goodness! Yes. Yeah, it was like one of the only one or one of very few that were left. And they maintained the Playboy plane.
Yes,
Hugh Hefner.
Yes.
Oh, that's right. Hugh Hefner, though he was in Chicago, his plane was parked at that black plane with the bunny.
Yes.
Was parked at in St. Louis,
yes,
because Ozark did the maintenance on it. You're absolutely right.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can see it sit at the far western edge of the airport. It was parked up by that hangar. Yeah.
I remember it well, and I never understood why. I mean, you're in Chicago. You got a hair. Why do you have to leave it here to have it maintained? But I was glad they did, because it's kind of cool looking sitting there.
It was cool. And the last thing, I record Jeopardy every day and watch it when I get home from work. And so last night they had a category on Burt Reynolds and Sean Connery.
Oh my goodness.
And they gave the line of a movie, and you had to guess the movie. So, of course, one of Sean Connery's, what do you think the movie was and what do you think the line was? I laughed out loud,
was it
Frank.
About the hospital and the morgue?
Yes, it was.
Yes!
It was!
I
laughed out loud.
Did they do a Burt Reynolds line?
They did a couple of them, but I don't remember them because I was so taken aback by you fuck there, one of theirs in the morgue. Oh, my God, Frank, I was dying.
Yeah, and that's funny. Those two were key players in the Saturday Night Live skit that they used to do, Celebrity Jeopardy.
Yeah. I got to tell you something. There was a time when any man would have done anything to be either one of those guys.
Either one of those guys. Isn't that the truth?
Magnum P.I. and Reynolds at his peak, they were the hottest, coolest. Yeah. They got more poontang than
I can say that.
Yeah. That's a hillbilly term than a man can handle, I'm sure. And one of them still looks pretty good. The other one let the plastic surgeons get a hold of him and mess him up, and that's Burt Reynolds. Burt Reynolds looks like a disaster.
Looks horrible, yeah.
Connery still looks, I think, but I haven't actually seen him for like 3 or 4 years, so I'm not sure. But I imagine he looks okay. Hey, thank you for the call, Joe.
Yeah, it was good talking to you, Frank.
You
thanks.
Too.
Bye.
You too. Bye bye. I just enough time to ask, does anybody have anything to say?
No, I don't think so. We can go on with...
We'll go to the phones. No? Okay, no Burke segment. We just continue. We continue with Dan. Dan, how you doing?
Hi, everybody. I'm AM and PM many years.
Thank you, Dan. What's going on?
The other night, Sunday afternoon, I was sitting down and watching TV down in my basement, and there was a movie that came on that I've never watched, and I've always wanted to, and that's the Buddy Holly movie. Have you ever seen that?
Yes, a long time ago.
What an awesome movie.
Is that the one with, what's his name? The crazy guy that played...
That's him.
Gary Busey.
Yeah.
Where he won, I think he won an award for that.
What was La Bamba? Who was that about?
That was Frankie Valens.
No. Oh, okay. What?
Richie Valens.
Richie Valens. No, you know what? I saw it with Gary Busey before he cracked his head and went crazy. But it's been a long time. But if I remember, it was pretty good, wasn't it? I mean, did a pretty good job.
Yeah, it was a great movie. I've never watched it, and I sat down and watched it, and I couldn't get away from the TV long enough to not watch it.
And here's the deal. I don't really know anything about Buddy Holly, and I've never really been interested in Buddy Holly, because his songs, I just...
Pegasus.
I don't know. It just never did much for me.
It did a pretty good show on stage, though. He was a pretty good performer on stage. I wasn't a big Buddy Holly music fan, neither. But just watching the movie, the documentary on him, and the way Gary Busey actually did what he did on stage, I mean, it was pretty sensational now that you know that he's nuts.
Yeah, and the other thing is, Holly didn't have a chance to be a big smash, because wasn't he in his 20s when he got killed?
Right. He didn't see him progress besides those songs.
Just those few songs. All right. No, I didn't get to see that. Dan, thank you.
Thanks for taking my call. Everybody, have a good day.
Wasn't he on the plane with Richie Valens, Buddy Holly?
Big Bopper.
Big Bopper was there.
They all died.
And there was somebody else, I thought.
There was somebody else who didn't make the post. Not so fast. This is a great story. It was snowing.
Yeah.
Bad weather.
And they flipped a coin, too. They drew straws.
They were overweight. The plane would have been overweight.
Yeah.
And the pilot said, we can't all go. Somebody has to sit back. And the loser who had to sit out was... Go ahead.
Is it Merle Haggard?
Waylon Jennings.
I knew it. Yeah. Okay.
Waylon Jennings would be dead had he been on that flight.
Yeah.
And speaking of Waylon Jennings, I just rediscovered Waylon Jennings. I was in the garage wiping chrome wheels, which I do, like you do, Pia.
Sure.
Almost every day. And I play music while I'm in the garage, and I have rediscovered Waylon. What a voice. And you talk about a man's man and a good-looking guy. He was an outlaw-looking guy, but he did just the good old boys, the Dukes of Hazzard thing. Mm-hmm. What a voice this guy had. I've sort of just really rediscovered Waylon Jennings. But, yeah, that's the luckiest piece of bad luck that ever happened to him when he drew the short straw. I have just enough time to get, I believe, Mary Lou in here. Mary Lou, how are you? Hi.
I am doing really good because you know what I am, AM and PM.
I can tell. What can we do for you?
Hey, I heard you talking about the good bookers, Sean Connery and Burt Reynolds.
Mm-hmm.
My husband...
Actually, let me throw Tom Selleck in there, too. Tom Selleck was the other guy.
Oh, yeah, betcha.
Yeah, the trio, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But my husband, back in the day, when we were dating, we went to Tony's for dinner one evening, and he warned me. This was only our second date. He said, now, I want to warn you, everybody thinks I'm Burt Reynolds when I walk in the room.
Wow.
I thought, well, okay. And I didn't know what to expect, but... we walked into Tony, and that's when they had his older building. And we walked in, and you were kind of there on the landing. That place hushed. It was a Saturday evening. That place hushed. Every head in there turned and looked at the door. And then they realized after about 4 or 5 seconds that it wasn't Burt Reynolds. And then they all turned back and continued talking. It was so funny.
Now, he shouldn't have had to tell you he looked like Burt Reynolds. Did you notice it? I mean, you had to have noticed he looked like Burt Reynolds.
Well, I thought he looked better.
Ooh.
Yeah. And you know what? If Burt Reynolds hadn't had all those whatever surgeries he had, he would be looking like my husband right now.
I think he would have been a decent-looking older man, but he took that route of not wanting to be old and let somebody mess his face up.
Yeah, that's too bad.
And I wish I could say I know what your husband must have felt like, that I, too, have been mistaken for someone handsome, but that's never happened to me.
Yeah, Marty Feldman.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Dale. Thanks a lot. Yeah. Mary Lou, thank you for the call.
Okay, bye-bye.
Selleck, that's the other guy. Selleck and Reynolds.
No, who else?
They had a lock on the male hunk title.
Some people said that you look like...
Arthur.
Peter Boyle.
Peter Boyle.
Oh, yeah, that's just great.
Peter Boyle. Well,
that's the guy who played Frankenstein in Young Frankenstein. Yeah, that's me.
And Raymond's dad, right?
Yeah, everybody loves Raymond. Yeah.
And I also look like Arthur Brimmer. You don't know who that is, do you? Brimmer shot George Wallace, the governor of Alabama. I saw a picture of Arthur Brimmer, and I thought, oh, my goodness, I'm glad they captured that guy, because people would be looking for, they'd be turning me and taking me to the police. So, yeah, Arthur Brimmer and Frankenstein.
Well, outside of the makeup, like, but not so wild.
Peter Boyle. Sure.
I light my finger on fire. Remember that scene?
He's sitting there looking at it.
A cigar, and he stares at it before he realizes his finger's on fire. All right, speaking of fire, reminds me of heat. Heat reminds me of cold, and cold reminds me that, yeah, I know, the leaves are falling. I don't like that. I heard somebody just 2 days ago say, I love this time of year. And I said, well, I don't. Because this is the equivalent of Sunday night when you're a kid in school. You can't enjoy Sunday night because you know tomorrow is Monday. And I've never been able to enjoy fall because I know what's right behind it. Right behind it is winter. And your heating and cooling system may be fine right now because it's under no stress. It's like people. When we're not under stress, we're fine. But then comes the stress and the strain, and winter's coming. And one of the big reasons you don't want it to go out and be without heat even more than you don't want to be without air conditioning. If your air conditioning goes out for an extended period of time, the pipes aren't going to freeze. Guess what happens in the winter? Your pipes freeze. You got a world of hurt. I know who can get there quickly if you have a problem, but who'd be happy to come out and check it now so that you don't have a problem, and that's Matheny. Matheny Heating and Cooling. I hear all the heating and cooling commercials just like you do. And quite frankly, I don't really care if some other company has been approved by somebody in sports or some, I don't, who cares? I don't care. What I care about is somebody who will give me an honest appraisal of what's wrong, charge me a fair price to fix it, not make up things that are broken that aren't really broken, who'll be there on time as quickly as possible, and who'll be polite and courteous and respectful of my house and me. I just described Matheny. And experience doesn't hurt. 74. I heard a commercial not long ago, and it was a local company, and they said, and another reason you want to use them is they have 52 years or 54 years in the business. Well, guess what? If that's the reason to use them, then this would even be an even bigger reason, better reason to use Matheny, because they have 74 years in business. I don't know that that in itself, or that alone, is a big deal. The big deal, when you have them out and you're so happy with the results and the way they treated you in your house, that you're going to have them again. And you never have to hunt again or try to figure out who you want, because you're going to want Matheny again. 74 years in business, they service any business or any residence, any size, as long as you're in St. Louis County or St. Charles County. Matheny Heating and Cooling, MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com.
All right, let's get another check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Hey, we've got a few things going on now, Dan. We've got an accident on northbound 170 north of Olive, and that has the two left lanes blocked, and you're backed all the way here, Highway 40. You've got an incident on northbound Lindbergh at Chaminade that has the left lane blocked, and that traffic is backed up to Highway 40. It looks like on westbound 70 between 79 and T.R. Hughes, another incident that has traffic at a standstill. Eastbound 270 is now slowing Missouri Bottom through Highway 170, and southbound 270, we're slow from Dorset down through 40, stop and go from that point through Doherty Ferry. This traffic report is brought to you by Burger King's Breakfast. What's the best place to have your breakfast? How about on a warm croissant? Now at Burger King, get two croissant-rich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. Two for $4, croissant-rich only at Burger King. Price and participation vary. I'm Tim Weiland from the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
This is Christine, recruiter for the VA healthcare system. We are seeking full-time physicians in many disciplines. Successful applicants will provide high-quality, effective care directly to our nation's veterans. The VA is the largest and most advanced healthcare system in the nation. The VA offers competitive benefits, including malpractice insurance, pension, vacation, holidays, and more. Be a part of this winning team and honor our veterans. Call me at 314-488-8252. That's 314-488-8252. The VA healthcare system.